If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Acts chapter 2. I want to begin reading at verse 21. I want to read verse 21 and skip down to verse 25 and read down through 31 if the Lord will let us tonight, and He'll be our guide. And the Bible says, "And it shall come to pass." Well, I tell you, that blesses my heart. That's the Word of God. He said, "It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his scepter is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." Go ahead and look at verse 32. It says, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses." I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be our help, on the way to a Savior. The way to a Savior. As we see this tonight, he said, I like these words in the book of Acts. It says in verse 21, "It shall come to pass that whosoever," I thank God tonight that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's a whosoever God and a whosoever Savior. Whoever will come, praise God, with a broken heart, a contrite spirit, and just call upon the name of the Lord, who shall be saved. Ain't you glad today? Lord, that's the only way you got to come. That's the only way you can come tonight. It's just come to the Lord. Just realizing you're an old sinner in need of a Savior. He made it that way so that whosoever, who did he come to seek and save tonight? He come to seek and to save that was lost. He come to seek and save that one that was wayward. That one that needed a special touch. That one that needed some help. That one that needed to be pulled along. Praise God, by the power of God. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through Him, praise God, that we have that blessed hope tonight. As we see here in the Word of God, we see that we can just call upon His name. If we call upon His name believing, we shall receive. We receive the blessings. We receive the hope. We can see that countenance change. Ain't you glad that you can see a difference in somebody that gets hooked up right? Ain't you glad you see a difference in the actions of somebody that's come to be a born again child of God? Ain't you glad there's something that intervenes in lives and begins to make them turn from the way they were to a way God would have them to be? I'm glad God come to where I was that night. I bowed at an old-fashioned altar in March 1976. Praise God. I'm glad I went down as an old, sorry, lost sinner. But I come up as a child of the King. Amen. I come up an old sinner. I was still an old sinner, but I was a saved sinner. Praise God. I was saved by the marvelous grace of God. I was saved by the blood that was shed on Calvary's tree. I was shed because there was a man, Christ Jesus, praise God, that never quit on me. He never gave up on me. Praise God, when he was hanging on the cross, I was on his mind.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. You were too. Praise the Lord. I can see him here. He began to preach this in the book of Acts about a glorified Savior, about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is if you just call upon His name, you can be saved. Now, how can you call upon His name if you don't believe in Him? Says a lot of folks today, praise God, they'll call upon His name, and they use His name a whole lot, but it's not in a good way. Amen. There's a lot of folks tonight that's using God's name, but they're using it vain. They're using it in some kind of profanity. But I'm telling you what, if you ever get just hooked up just right and you begin to call upon His name with the love of God manifest in your heart and a change of mind and a change of attitude, praise God, you can call upon His name and be saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, you say, well, preacher, what's the use? Well, he says here that we begin to get some help. He said, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. Now he's talking about it, at him is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I saw the Lord always before my face. Hey, I wonder how many times, praise God, the Lord's been right there. And praise God, we wouldn't recognize His presence. I wonder how many times He's tried to scooch up to you. I wonder how many times the Holy Ghost of God has tried to draw nigh to you so that you can draw nigh to God. Try to give you a whisper in your ear and say, hey, you know God loves you. God cares for you. You don't have to go the way you're going. You don't have to do the things you're doing. He's a God of glory. Praise God tonight that loves you enough to help you, praise God, to be somebody. You know, a lot of folks tonight, they say, well, preacher, I'm somebody. You know, I'm doing my own thing. I'm having a good time. Are you? Are you? You know what? There's so many that's deceived tonight. The old devil's taking them down a road further than they want to go and kept them longer than they want to stay. And praise God, they just don't know how to get back. But I'll tell you how to get back. Praise God, it's just through calling out on the Lord Jesus Christ, yeah. Calling out on His name, believing in Him, and He'll save you. Praise God. He said, hey, I seen Him. David said, hey, I seen the Lord always before my face. He said, I couldn't get away. Hey, listen, I don't care who you are now, you can't get away from God. I've told you, I had a fellow one time told me, he said, I wish God just leave me alone. I said, fellow, you better pray God never leaves you alone, because if God leaves you alone, you're out of here. Amen. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't take the next breath you breathe. Amen. Your heart would quit beating and you'd go off into eternity lost without God. What a terrible state to be. There's a lot of folks today, praise God, and I believe it's time we just got so straight up with folks. A lot of times we go out visiting stuff and say, if you died right now, where would you spend eternity? We're going to have to quit playing around with folks in the last day we live, and we just got to be straight up and say, hey, listen, if you die in the shape you're in today, you're going to go to hell. Amen. You're lost without God. The only hope for you, praise God, is the devil's hell. But he said, praise God, there's an alternative. He said, praise God, if you call upon the name of the Lord, praise God, just realize the death, burial, and resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. And he got up, praise God, on purpose. And he got up for you. And he got up for me. Call upon His name. Him. Hey, amen. It's always before your face. Hey, listen, you might as well quit listening to the devil. The devil's going to say, well, you know, a lot of times I don't even know the Lord's around. You know He's there. Amen. You know He's there. There's a presence around you. A whole lot of folks, if you'll just admit it, you'll catch yourself looking around every now and then just seeing who's watching you. Huh? I'll tell you who's watching you. God's watching you. He sees everything we do. We might slip off and hide it from Daddy. We might slip off and hide it from Mama. We might slip off and hide it from the preacher up there at the church house. But praise God, you won't hide it from God. Amen. He's right there. He's watching everything we do. And He's recording her down. I wonder what He's got wrote down for you tonight. What's He got under your name? Eddie. Praise God, He does now. Praise the Lord. Such and such a day, saved by God's marvelous grace. Had the blood applied, praise God. Amen. But what if you've never had that blood applied? What if you've never been born again? Amen. He's always there in front of your face. He's always trying to get your attention. He said, preacher, I don't know if God do that for me. He does that for you. He loves you. You say, how do you know He loved me? Because He loved you enough. He gave his Son for you. He gave the best He had. Amen. I wonder how many of us would give the best we got for anybody, for some old sinner. I mean, you see an old bum on the street a begging, says, I'll work for food. Stranded, need help, man. You'll pull up every side of them and give them out and stick $2 out the window for them. Amen. Considering yourself, your boy say, boy, I helped them. But what about them old sinners that's a dying, praise God, standing on the sides of the road that's bound for hell, lost without God? Would you give yourself for them? Would you, would you hand one of your children out the window and say, here, this child to help you? Be hard to do, wouldn't it, Mama? Be hard to do, wouldn't it, Daddy? Amen. Take your child and give it for that old bum. Never thought of it like that, had you? We're getting quiet now. But praise God, that's what God done. He gave the very best He had when He gave His Son. He gave us Christ Jesus the Lord, that through Him we might be saved. He said, for He is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Amen. Said He makes you stable. Listen to what He says. He said, therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh. Now listen to this. My flesh shall rest in hope. Amen. Sometimes we say, well, praise God, you know, the Lord's touching my soul. He's helping me. But my old flesh is just in misery. My old flesh is, I just can't seem to pacify the flesh. I can't get control of the flesh. Praise God. David said, hey, listen. He said, I rejoice in the Lord. He said, I rejoice with my tongue. And he said, in my flesh, praise God, He said, there's hope. Amen. We may not have hope in this old world. We may not have hope in the Pope. We may not have hope in the President. We may not have hope in the government and things like that. But praise God, we've got hope in the flesh. Praise God, if we're a child of the King, He'll take this old fleshly man that we are, and He'll mold us and make us, praise God, and at one of these days print us to Him, present us to Himself as a child of the King. Amen. Did you ever think of yourself as something precious enough to be presented to Christ Jesus the Lord, to be brought before the God the glory and the throne of grace? Amen. But He said, hey, listen, He said, my flesh will rest in the hope that I have. That hope is in Christ Jesus my Lord. If you don't have hope in the Lord, praise God, listen to me now, just a second, there's no pacifying the flesh outside of Christ. Amen. You can't satisfy it. Because if you go after one thing to please the flesh, it'll soon wear out, and you'll have to either add more or you'll have to go to something else to satisfy the flesh. And then you'll have to go to something else, and you'll try a little more, and you'll have to do a little this, and you have to do a little that, and the flesh, praise God, it'll never be satisfied. Because there's no hope in it. But praise God, when the flesh comes to realize a Savior, when we begin to realize, praise God, that we've been bought with a price, and that price was the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that He can give us hope, then we can begin to satisfy the flesh. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for a glorious day of His appearing when I'll see Him as He is. Amen. He says, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Amen. Jesus, hey, praise God, Jesus didn't go to hell. Jesus couldn't see corruption because death couldn't hold Him. See, death couldn't hold the Lord Jesus Christ because it had no means to hold Him. See, the only thing, praise God, to hold you and take you in death is sin. Amen. Sin is what caused death, praise God. That's it. When we sin, praise God, the result of sin is death.
Amen.
Amen. We die. That's why the curse is upon the earth. That's why we don't live forever no more. We were designed to live forever. In the Garden of Eden, praise God, Adam and Eve were designed to live forever. But because of sin, praise God, they begin to die. The devil told them, she said, yeah, God said we can't partake of that fruit there, the forbidden fruit. Said if we partake of it, we'll die. And she said, we can't even touch it. And the devil said, those stinking rascal liar. He said, thou shalt not surely die, but you'll become as gods, knowing good and evil. Amen. Throw the half truth out. He said, no, said, you won't just fall up dead, but you'll become as God. Said, you'll become conscious of good and evil. Huh? So they said, oh, well, then, you know, we take that. Took a bite, gave it to her husband. He did eat also. And the next thing you know, the curse is on the world. Yeah. Amen? The curse is on this world. Hey, you know you're living in a sin-cursed world? Yeah. That's what we are. And the prince and the power of this present world, it's not the Lord, it's not God. It's old Slewfoot. It's that old deceiver, praise God, that deceived them in the garden. He's the one that's deceiving today. He's the prince and the power of this present world. But I thank God, praise God, that because Jesus, praise God, could not be holding to death, that on the third and appointed day, he got up. Praise God, he gave us the opportunity to be saved. What does that mean? That means we don't have to take the penalty of death. We do not have to draw the wage of death. You say, well, preacher, now you're telling it because, hey, I've seen people that love the Lord, praise God, and they grow old and they die. This old body, by Ecclesiastes 12:7, it goes back to the dust from which it came, but the spirit, that God-given part that makes us move and breathe and have our being, the Bible says it goes back to God who gave it. Amen? Hey, one day, praise God, you may take this old body, your little old pastor, you may take me, you may roll me in here in a box, you may lay me out there, and you say, here he is, here this old preacher's dead. Hey, praise God, don't you believe it? You jump up, take you about three laps, you say, my pastor's not dead, he's alive forevermore. Hey, my old carcass may be laying there, but my spirit, praise God, the person that I am is in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I've been set at liberty, Brother Jeff. Amen. When I got saved and I believed in and been trusted in Christ Jesus the Lord as my Lord and Savior, asked Him to forgive my sins because I'm part of this whole sin-cursed world and come into my life. He came into my life and praise God, I'm sealed forevermore. Brother Eddie, my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Written in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Don't have an eraser, praise God. Can't take it out.
Hallelujah.
Because Jesus rose, because Jesus couldn't be holding to death. Death couldn't hold him because he had no sin in his life. He's the only person. Listen, he's the only person that ever lived a sinless life. That's Jesus. The only person that ever lived a life without sin, I pray God, Brother Jesse, was the Lord Jesus. He's the only one. Men have tried it. Men have tried to do good. They've tried to act right. They've tried to live good, clean, moral lives. But somewhere along the line, they messed up. They slipped up. They've sinned. You say, well, how do you know? Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wage of sin is death. But to get the gift of God is salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ that we're saved, praise God, from that awful penalty of death. That's why David could say, praise God, I've got hope. In Christ Jesus, my flesh rests in hope, but I know who the Lord is. He said, my Lord, he didn't have to, hey, I don't have to worry about spending time in hell. Amen. Hey, if I had to go to hell tonight, Jesus would be there with me. And praise God, if Jesus is with you, wherever He is, there's comfort and there's peace and there's hope. But I'm not going to hell. Hell was created. Listen, hell, you know hell wasn't even created for mankind. It wasn't created for the human race. Malachi, hell was created for Satan and his demons. Hell was created for Satan and the fallen ones. Amen. Of Lucifer, praise God. The devil, the deceiver, the slewfoot. That's what hell was created for. And we're not going to have to go there. I like this next verse. He said, Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. I'm glad one day, praise God, that the Lord come along and He showed me the way of life. See, I had a vision in my mind what life should be like. Now, I'll just tell you this. When I was in high school, they had us in, I think about the 10th or 11th grade, they had us fill out this thing of what we expected out of life. I want to tell you, I done blowed that all to pieces. They said, what you expecting out of life? And, you know, I wanted to have, you know, a little house on the hill, and I wanted to be an auto mechanic and own my own garage. And so that was my expectation. I'd set high expectations for myself. That's what I wanted to be. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to have. But you know what? That wasn't what God wanted me to do. So I got out of high school and I went to work at Shaw. I graduated on Sunday, and the following Monday I went to work at Shaw Industry in Weaverville. When I went to work as a fuzz picker. Amen. I bet Robert knows what a fuzz picker is. Amen. You take a little old drill with a rod on, you go through all them spinning wombs, and you go through and pick that fuzz out so it don't wad up and get into the yard. That was my job. For 8 hours. I went through there with that little old die grinder through that thing, picking out fuzz. And when that thing would get so big on you, you couldn't hardly get it back through there, you'd have to stop, take a utility knife, and carve that stuff off there. But you couldn't even throw it away. You had to save that because they used it over. Amen? So my high expectations, so I thought, well, you know, I got to go to school. Be somebody. I've got me a plan set. I've got a plan. I've got something that I'm headed for. I've got a direction I want to achieve. So I enrolled in AB Tech, and I started auto mechanics. And I went to school for about 2.5 years taking auto mechanics. And man, I studied. I got that down pat. I knew exactly what was going on in auto mechanics. And then the teacher come in. We're signing up for the next quarter, and the teacher come in, and he said, boy, he said, I want to talk to you in a minute. He said, you need to decide whether or not you really want to do this. If you really want to be an auto mechanic. I said, man, this is my life's ambition. You're throwing me a curve. What are you talking about? I done scratched her down. I done got high plans for myself. Hey, man. Now, hang with you. I'm going somewhere with this. So he said, well, let me just tell you why I'm telling you this. You need to be sure that what you want. Because he said, if you really want to do this, said you're going to have to start all over right now. He said, forget about everything I've taught you for life. However long you've been, 2.5 years. He said, some of you have been here a while. He said, you're going to have to forget just about every bit of that. He said, we're going to start new right now. I said, you out of your mind. I said, I work nights, third shift. I crawl in here, struggle through, praise God, crisis. I have to go to psychology and all that stupid stuff so I can come to take auto mechanics. And now it took 2.5 years, and you tell me, praise God, that my whole thing's got to start over? He said, yeah. He said, that's what's happening. He said, we got electronic ignition and all this stuff and different wiring. He said, we got to start all over. He said, forget about the points. He said, we got to start over today. And he said, it's going to be a continuing process. He said, we're being computer animated. Praise God. He said, you're going to have to stay in school constantly. Well, I got in the car that day and started home. And I said, I got about halfway home. I said, forget that. Man, I hated school. Well, I didn't hate it. I mean, I just didn't enjoy it. I mean, I graduated beyond the roll. It wasn't hard. And I didn't even try, boys. I didn't even try, and I graduated beyond the roll. But I said, you know, to start all over and have to go to school from now on? And about 2 weeks before that, they called me in the office and said, Jeff, we've been noticing that you've been doing a lot of work on these machines. And if things is broken, belts is broken, pulleys need replacing, said, you ain't been getting no maintenance, man. You've been just going ahead and going and getting the part. You've just been fixing it. I said, well, and I thought, oh, this is it. I'm going to have to do something now because I'm fixing to get fired. And about 2 weeks before the instructor told us this, they said, hey, listen, we've been noticing you doing all this stuff. I said, well, yeah. I said, maintenance is awful busy. I said, it's almost like they're shorthanded, boss. And so there's things that I could do. I'm pretty mechanical. I'm taking auto mechanics at AB Tech, and I can fix this stuff. He said, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. And I'll never forget it because Gene looked at me real serious. And he said, son, I'm proud of you. He said, we need somebody like you. We want to put you in maintenance. He said, we've got a second shift position. He said, would you be willing to work in maintenance? Work as a machine fixer. I said, whoopee, get rid of my fuzz picker. Amen. I'm moving up. I felt like George Jefferson. Amen. Amen. Hey, I wasn't fulfilling my goal, but I said, I'll keep going to school. I'll get an education, and then I'll be what I want to be. And while I'm going there, I'll move on up. Well, they told me at school that things wasn't going to be as rosy as I thought it was. That things was changing. You know what? We're living in a world that's changing. Amen. We're living in a world, praise God, we need to be thinking about what's taking place around us. Because the world, as we know, it's changing. Wonder why? Because God's getting us ready, praise God, take us out of here to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, anyway, I got to thinking about that, and I thought to myself, I said, I ain't going to pay for 2.5-3 more years and then have to go to school all time after that. That's crazy. And I went in and I talked to my boss at work, and I said, hey, listen, I said, they told me a few weeks ago when they gave me this job, they said I'd be going to get a raise. He said, yeah. He said, we're working out now. It's paperwork, in thing. I said, well, what kind of raise are you talking about? He said, oh, we're going to give you fixer's pay. He said, let me find out for sure what that is right now, and I'll get back with you. And he come back, and he said, this is what we're going to be paying you starting, that you'll be on this week's check. And I looked at that, and I said, huh. I said, that's just about as much as a good auto mechanic makes. Amen. And I don't have to crawl under hoods. I don't have to burn myself on exhaust. And I said, praise the Lord. And I had a career change right then. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, we don't always know direction that we go. Praise God, we may have an idea, a direction we want to go, but there's a direction that God wants us to go.
Amen.
That'll bring Him glory. Amen. That'll put us in a place, praise God, where we can be something for God. It's not what we want to do, what we want to be, praise God. That may lead us astray. See, because I told you, the flesh wants things that feel good. The flesh wants things that makes you excited down inside you. Well, I tell you, if you want something that'll make you excited down inside you, praise God, just ask Jesus to save you. Amen. There's nothing like being a child of the King. There's nothing like the excitement you have. Praise God, when you get the mully grubs, you get in the dumps, and praise God, don't seem like things is going right, everything's going wrong, but the Holy Ghost comes by. Praise God, puts His arms around you. Praise God, pulls you into Himself. He says, I love you, praise God. It's going to be all right. Amen. And next thing you know, situation hadn't changed. But praise God, it's like a deep, settled peace comes in your heart. And you say, whoopee, praise the Lord. Where'd that come from? Come from the throne of grace. Come from your heavenly Father. Came right down to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, I said all that, say this. That's what I had an idea of what my life, the direction my life was going. Amen. I stayed there for a couple of years. Had to work third shift. Finally got back on days. They called us in. They said, hey, we need you, man. I said, okay. He said, here I am. They said, we got a whole bunch of equipment. He said that we need to upgrade the plant. Said we need to go through every spinning frame, every twisting frame. We need to take them down one at a time and completely overhaul them. I said, all right. He said, we need you to work. He said, you may have to work some long hours, long days. I said, okay, work 12 hours a day. I worked 12 hours a day for 7 days a week for I don't know how many weeks. Went through and rebuilding, overhauling, one frame at a time, me and a boy I work with now. Amen. Went through them. Me and him was the only ones that trust to do it because we'd take our time and do it right. Went through every piece of equipment in the plant. Overhauled. Had them just running like a Singer sewing machine, man. It's our Singer, the ones that run good. We got this thing going, and they said, you know what? We're going to have to, we got everything in there gone through. And boy, we was patting ourselves on the back, but said, boy, we done good. Didn't take no time at all. Done it quicker than they thought. They called us all in and said, hey, look, we're going to shut the plant down. We got to do a complete inventory. You'll be off for about a week, two at the most. They sent us to the house about a week and a half later. They called us all up, said, we need to have a meeting with you at the plant. Went down there to the plant. They got us all in there. The big man got up. Well, the second from the big man. The big man wasn't there. After a few minutes, we figured out where the big man was. They said, we just wanted to call you in and let you know that we were closing this plant. It's not going to be opening back up. I said, what about all this equipment? He said, well, the big man, he's down there in Alabama at that new plant they got down there, at new facility. We're going to take all this old equipment here. We're going to take it down there. He said, and we're sorry, but we're not going to open back up. You ever been there? See, I had some plans. I knew the way my life was going. I'd done plenty. Now, I'd done pinned her down twice. How many times have you pinned yours down? How many times have you sat down and say, well, this is what I'm going to do? You know, a lot of people, let me just say that a lot of people has never sat down and thought about, what do I want for my life? A lot of people, especially in the world today, they're letting the world dictate to them what they do. They're not making any informed decisions. And God help it, they'd make an intelligent decision for themselves. They let somebody else dictate what they do. They let somebody else dictate what they be. So two times in my life, I had the props kicked out from running, had my plan changed. Well, when the plant closed down, I'd had to have knee surgery. I'd been out for a little while. Had to have it because a bale of yarn fell. I took my right knee out. The one I've got titanium alloy in now. So after I got mended up, I had to hunt me a job. So I got me a job laying pipe. Laying pipe. I mean, I'm talking about grunt work in a ditch. Made my auto mechanic's job look pretty decent. I mean, I started in February, dead of winter. Down in the ditch. I mean, it caught so cold that by the end of the day, your hands and your feet felt like just blocks of ice. You couldn't even feel the shovel. You'd dig a ditch and lay a piece of pipe and get out. They'd dig down a little further, jump in, lay a piece of pipe. Day after day, hour after hour, all kind of inclement weather. See, I thought I had my way figured out. But my way wasn't God's way. And so down a year and a half later, well, me and my wife got married in July. And in August, I thought, well, you know, this ditch digging ain't for me. Don't have no benefits, don't have no insurance or nothing. So I said, I'll just see if I can't find me something else. So I got me an application for Silver Line Plastics. Her daddy worked there, her uncle worked there, her papa before here worked there. I thought, well, maybe this is a way to go. Went to work down there in 1986. I thought, well, worked there for about six or 8 weeks, and they made me lead man. I thought, well, you know, we're going places. I said, maybe this is it. 27 years later, almost, we'll be 27 this coming August. Here I am. Had no idea what God was going to do. Had no idea what God was going to do for me. But praise God, I knew that He had a plan for my life. I knew He had a purpose, and that He was going to help me in whatever I decided to do. And I want to say tonight, praise God, that all the decisions, all the things that I pinned down, thought was okay for my life, praise God, the Lord said, hey, listen, I can take whatever you do, and praise God, I can make you prosper in it, and I can bless you in it. Praise God, I can lead you along. He says, as long as you stay with me. Amen. See, I know what David's talking about. I know what he was saying here when he said, thou hast made known to me the ways of life. The Lord made known to me the way of life. What my plans are, aren't always His plans. My ways aren't His ways. His ways are past finding out. I can't attain to all His ways. But praise God, I'm glad I got in the way, in the Jesus way. And He made all difference. You say, well, what kind of difference did it make? He said, thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. What am I going to say? I'm saying this tonight. No matter where I, even though it didn't work out, my plans didn't work out the way I wanted them to do, to work out. Praise God, I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and praise God, He's been there with me, and because of His countenance, because of Him, because I see Him, because I know who He is. You say, well, preacher, you're crazy. You can't see Jesus. Oh, yes, I can. In my spirit, praise God, I can see my Savior. I know He's sitting, the Bible tells me that He's sitting at the right hand of God on high. Amen. And I can see Him. I can see Him there in my mind. I can see Him there in my spirit. I can talk to Him there in my prayers. He said, thou make me full of joy with thy countenance. He said, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried. His sepulchre is with us in this day. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. What throne is Christ going to sit on? He's going to sit on the throne of David. Amen. That throne's been vacant for a long, long time. But praise God, one of these days, Jesus is going to sit on that throne. Praise God. He said, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. He said, this Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we all are witnesses. Hey, listen, we're all witnesses. You say, how do you know? Because God said so. What does it mean to be a child of God? It's to believe in the God of glory. It's to believe in the God of the Bible. It's to believe, praise God, that His Word is true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Praise God. If somebody tells you something, don't line up the Word of God and don't fit in the Word of God, praise God, then it's a lie. They're deceivers. But praise God, God is true and He'll never deceive you. And we can trust in the God of the Word. And because you trust the Word, you trust the God of the Word. I told you a long time ago in Genesis 1:1, I wrote in my Bible, I believe. It said, in the beginning, God. And I put, I believe. I believe God. And I believe it all the way to the book of Revelation. Amen. I believe. He said, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. We're all witnesses. I'm a witness for Jesus. You're a witness for Jesus. We're all witnesses for Jesus. Amen. We should be proclaiming Him, praise God. We know Him. You say, well, how do we know that Jesus really rose from the dead? Because the Bible says He did. God says He did. The Bible said there was over 500 witnesses at one time that was with Him at one time that seen Him alive. You know, that's the one thing in the world. The whole world has tried to contradict. That's the only one thing that they've never been able to find any proof against. They've never been able to find any proof that Jesus didn't get up from the dead. They know that he was on Calvary. He was hung on the cross. He died. He was put in a tomb, that He got up. Amen. On the third day, He got up victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. That way we don't have to die if we're trusting in Him. And there's nobody that's able to disprove that. It's history. Amen. It's wrote in the books. 500 men, praise God, will witness, testify to it. They said, what about this Jesus? Praise God, He got up. What about what happened then? He walked the streets. He talked to people and He flew off into glory. Amen. Next fellow down the street, what did you see? Seen Jesus. He got up. He walked the streets and He went to heaven. Praise God. Ma'am, what did you see? I seen Jesus. He got up from the grave, walked the streets, went off into glory. Amen. There were so many witnesses that nobody can rebuke it. It's why? Because it's truth. Amen. There were some folks on the other night. We was going down the road. Brother Jeffrey hollered at me. He'd flipped on some AM station because the only thing his car would pick up. He said, called me on cell phone as soon as we got there. He said, preacher, turn over and listen to this. And I turned over to it, and there was people talking on late night radio. It was three of them, two guys and a girl, I think. And they was talking about Christianity and how it's just a crutch and how they were atheists. And they was talking about how they're Christian, how their religious upbringing. One of them said, it ruined my life. Well, he never got a Christian right there. He don't know what it is. Because he said now he's an atheist. He said, I don't believe in a God. But you know what sad part is? They was talking about how shallow, but they wouldn't even listen to a man that called in and tried to tell them what Christianity was. They closed their mind. Amen. They're crippled too high for crutches. They won't even listen. God help a person that won't listen. God help a person that's not concerned about themselves. You know, I told Jeffrey when I got down there, we stopped Bojangles, I was busy. I said, you know what? Well, I should have called them. And told him, said, praise God, I'm trusting Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm trusting Him all the way to the day that I stand before Him. And I know what they had said. Well, how do you know He's real? How do you know you stand before Him? He said, what if He ain't real? I said, well, then I've lived a good moral life. I've lived a good clean life. Amen. And praise God. But I said, what if He is real? Amen. Yeah. What are you going to do? I said, you're going to stand before Him too. You're going to stand before Him too. We're all going to stand before a righteous God and give an account of how we lived our lives. Amen? And you know, if somebody needs to tell them folks, what if? What if He is real? What if? Hey, praise God, I'd rather live a good, virtuous life and get to, out of this life into the other life. And if they say, hey, well, you know, God's not really real. I'd say, well, praise the Lord anyway, because I lived a good, virtuous life. And praise God, I know what I feel down in my heart. Probably the old devil trying to cut me off and deceive me on the way. But I tell you what, though, he won't stand a chance, because the Lord said He's going to be with me all the way to the end of the way, praise God. And that when I cross the finish line, Brother Eddie, He said He'd meet me there. Amen. That's what I got my hope in tonight. What about you?